The swig.
Yo, 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 what is up, ladies and gentlemen? Happy Money Monday. Goodness gracious, really excited to have everybody here today. Welcome back to another episode of WinJet Radio presented by WinJet Studios. Today's guest is not a stranger to WinJet, WinJet Studios, WinJet Radio, WinJet Music. How many ad WinJet do we have nowadays? The host with the mostest of the Jess Lee Roadshow, over 3 million downloads. I checked this morning. It is over 3 million downloads in the first 19 episodes. But we have the beautiful Jess Lee joining us today. Jess Lee, welcome to the show.
I feel like I should come off with like the theme song, like Dust to Sheldon's, you
know? Right. Yeah, we wanted to obviously have you come on, do a, I guess, an overview and a debrief of the first 19 episodes. And then also all the amazing things coming up around the corner with WinJet and your new releases, your album, the tour, Hollywood Bowl. There's a lot to discuss. There's new music. There's new music that people haven't heard, obviously, because it's new coming out. But I'm talking about a new genre list type of Jess Lee, which is pretty amazing. I'm not going to tell everybody live what I said in the chat, the iMessage chat room.
Yeah. We'll keep that in the cone.
Yeah, we'll keep that to our, you know, close to our chest. But really excited to have you here. What's going on?
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Well, you know, it's always a blast getting on with you and chatting. Mm-hmm. But yeah, there's so much. You know, it's funny how just since COVID and everything just suddenly became so fast paced, mm-hmm. which is what I like. I'm actually kind of one of those people that the more that gets thrown at me and the more that I have to do, I actually get more excited to mm-hmm. do more. Like, I did get into a little bit of a funk when COVID happened and we were trying to do everything that we possibly could to keep things going, especially because touring and everything was taken away from me. But
how many dates did you lose? I think it was how many, I can't remember, but when we very first started like communicating back and forth, I think it was close to 18 months got taken right off your calendar. I can't remember how many dates and schedules you had, but you were set up.
I can't remember the exact number of dates, but we were out for 3/4 of the year of touring.
Right.
So I usually do anywhere from like 2 to 3, sometimes 4 dates on a run. And it's usually every other weekend, just because doing that many in a row, I try to give my vocal a rest right now. Mm-hmm. So we're working back into that, which is good. Everything's kind of right now, back to doing acoustic shows and a few full band mm-hmm. stuff, but you know, venues right now, it's hard for them. They're just as confused as everybody else is what they're supposed to do. Every state has different regulations. So it is making it really, really hard, on keeping that touring consistent and doing all full band stuff again. But, you know, you got to just worry about what you can control, and we're, you know, navigating around that. But mm-hmm. one of the big things that's been really cool is if it wasn't for COVID, I would not have found out that I was so good at production. And that was
we discussed that into detail on one of your episodes.
Yeah. And that was one of the biggest discoveries for both Steve and I, because he and I are just like a power unit when we get together and we start recording this stuff, because he'll hear things and I'll hear things and we'll just, you know, start creating from the ground up. And it's so cool being able to do that. And I don't think we ever would have taken the initiative to do that if it was not for COVID, because mm-hmm. We got so used to being able to just write my songs, send them off and find someone to cut them. But we also had all of the financials, no problem financially doing that, because I was supplementing the income with touring. So when all of, you know, the majority of my bread and butter was taken away, it did make things tight. And we had to figure out how to change that. And our ability to dig into recording and start doing that ourselves was really, that door was open because of COVID. And now I'm at this stage where I don't even want to go back. Like, I don't want anybody else touching my music. We've come up with some incredible stuff. And I can say all of it is 100% genuinely me from, you know, everything from now. I'm doing everything from the writing of the music to the recording of the music to the background vocals of the music to
which is amazing, by the way, on some of the some of the ones I was like, what is this real life? I was like, what? She's killing it. Do you think that you do have more control? Hey, Nikki, do you think you have more control? Do you think you have more, since you have more control over the post-production, I guess you would say, of the music, that you are pouring more into the creative side of you?
Yeah, I think so. You know, it undoubtedly is making me a better musician. You know, it's and anybody who's even at the top, if you go and you look at what they do, they still study and they still push and they still, you know, try to take themselves to a limit that they have never hit before. And, you know, if you're a good human on this planet, there is always more to learn. You know, you should never stop learning and pushing yourself to keep getting better. And, for me, I felt like that was another door that it opened, was I was able to start becoming more well-rounded and also just learning more, just delving into my music more, and not only self-discovery for myself and where I want to go with my music, which is kind of where this leads into, but also just becoming better at what I do. And in the self-discovery portion, it was super cool because my whole team, you know, when I started putting out this music, everybody started, including you, Chris, you know, everybody was like, including the labels out here that suddenly wanted to show interest in me. But everybody was like,
we'll talk about that in a second. Yeah.
Yeah. But everybody was like, why are you confining yourself just to country music? And I was being told that by everybody. And
that was our first meeting. I told you that. Yeah.
Yeah. And Steve kind of looked one day and everybody was like, well, her vocal isn't country. She's a great storyteller when it comes to writing country music. And, you know, but quite honestly, when I'm hearing this stuff, why limit yourself to just the simplicity of country? And there is something beautiful about that for some of my releases, but we've grown into this mindset now doing this, that if I love something on a song, why am I not going to put it in there because it's not country? Why am I going to limit the success and the beautiful and the beauty of the creation that I'm making, that's my interpretation? Why am I going to not include something that could make the song better and sound insane, but not put it in there because it doesn't fit into that box? And we started discovering that and started realizing that it's not that for any other reason, except that there's so many limitless opportunities. I truthfully believe that there's a way to kind of meld all genres together and create a story, but also not confine myself just to be fitting into this label and this genre that I have to stay confined in. So that's been the biggest change and the biggest goal lately. And it's been one of the most exciting changes because, I'm just a fan of music in general, and I'm at the point right now where I am literally only going to do what's good for the song. And I'm not going to put any sort of labels or limitations on what I do, because in the long run, I feel like that's hindering what I do.
Takes a lot of courage.
Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Takes a lot of courage. And it also being true to, well, unapologetically you and your own self and what you're trying to put out. And I think that's something where, like, our energies met for the first time and we haven't lost touch since.
Yes, absolutely. Because
of, there's a lot of recyclable energy there, that where there's zero limitations on potential opportunities, just only areas where you're able to, you know, cultivation of silence, cultivation of self-discovery, discover more about yourself. And you can hear that in your music, in my opinion.
That means a lot. You know, I want to be able to look back and in when I've been doing music for a decade, and be able to look 10 years later and be like, wow, what I was putting out really sucked. Like, because if you don't feel that way, like if you don't go back, like even, you know, if you don't go back and you're not saying like, I'm so much better now, then there's a problem, you know, like you're not growing and you're not expanding and you're not pushing yourself. And, you know, everything else in the world is ever changing. So why not take those advantages? I mean, there's people out there that are so stuck on making sure that everything needs to be real instrumentation and it needs to be this and it needs to be that. Well, my whole view on it is, why am I not going to do something if it sounds incredible and it sounds amazing on the music and it's easier on the process? Why am I not going to do that? It's called, it's a saying that's been around forever. Work smarter, not harder, you know? So,
right. Well, it's also being in flow.
Right. Exactly. Yes. I mean, true inspiration.
And it's sometimes difficult to trust the process, but trusting who you are as an individual and what you're trying to accomplish. But looking back, that's the only time I believe you should look back and seeing the growth.
Yeah, for sure. It's to look back and be able to be like, damn,
what the hell was I doing?
One time. Yeah, exactly.
It's like, why would y'all buying my stuff? That was stupid. Like, that was awful. I look back at, I mean, this is no way for me to make an example. Considering, you know, music is completely different than trainings or motivational like type of speeches. But I look back at stuff 2 years ago. I'm like, what the hell was I talking about?
Yeah.
But you have to put in those reps though.
Yeah. 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 Well, it's not as different as you think. Like going back to even the fitness side of things, how much being a competitor in the fitness world ties in today, not only like mentally, but physically, it's pretty crazy. Like I remember back when I was competing and I was training for my first show.
So excited you're bringing this up because we haven't talked about it publicly yet.
Oh, we haven't?
Well, we have. And you know, the show that where you came on to the very first time of the Win-Win Effect, we talked about it, but I don't think we've actually went into detail with your show just yet. That people don't understand about your story. Like you've exceeded expectations and become the top 1% in a lot of other areas rather than just music.
Right. Well, do you know what I mean? Like, thank you.
It's big. Yeah.
It was an important part of my story. And one of the things that I'm realizing more and more as time goes by and as I delve more into this and I allow myself to be myself more and more, because in the beginning of this, I really wasn't, you know, I was really in a state of trying to figure out, 4 years ago, I was trying to figure out who I wanted to be. And I was so focused on, sounds so weird, but I was so focused on trying to do everything right instead of being me. You know, I wouldn't just put something out because I loved it. I wouldn't just put something out because unless I felt like it was completely done, when nothing's really ever done anyway, you know, but you know, it was making me to not, I don't know if procrastinate is the right word, but subconsciously kind of procrastinate, because I would literally like hold everything back. Cause I was like, it's not done. It needs to be perfect. But like, what is, you know,
nothing.
And, eventually, you know, I kind of started giving myself some leeway and was like, oh my God, like, nothing is. And I need to just start putting things out and letting myself grow along the process, and be okay with that. And that really opened up a lot of doors. And it's funny because the best example that I can give was when I was doing fitness, and, I used to have just this goal. I was competing for a figure show, but like my biggest goal was I just wanted to see my abs. And I had never had that before at the time. And, you know, it's funny that it took as long as it did, because there was a lot of, you have to think of it this way. There was a lot more years that I was treating my body in a bad way and piling on all that excess fat and all that excess, you know, stuff. And I didn't have the healthiest heart because I wasn't going and doing cardiovascular exercise. And I wasn't, so it was me having to realize, like, I had, you know, 10, 15 years of me mistreating my body, you mm-hmm. know, and now I'm trying to make that change. And it's only been 2 or 3 that I've been putting this time in. So eventually, you know, it, and especially because I wanted to do it in a really healthy way. So, you know, you have to be able to allow yourself to have that time and to right. have that growth and to create that story. Because one of the biggest things that I've been learning is that branding is so much more than how great your content looks and how great your artwork is and how good you are at Photoshop, mm-hmm. being able to make beautiful right. graphics. You know, it's branding is literally your story. It's who you are and what is you in general. Mm-hmm. Like, it's everything that's created you to be who you are today. And it's the full story of all that.
Right. Well, your story is what defines you.
Right.
And how you articulate that over and deliver that message, it's done through you stepping into who you've become every day.
Exactly.
And wearing even all your imperfections on your shoulder, like some type of, I guess, an award, or, you know, wear a badge of honor. Like, yeah, some of these things that I've had to overcome, but that makes people relatable. And that's yeah. what I don't like about some of the entertainment out there. Right. They're unapproachable and they're unrelatable to, I guess, the people that are trying to consume their content on a lot of different types of levels. And I think that's something that you do extremely well, even from live shows that I've things that I've watched you in. You're welcome. That you're able to not come down where they are, not saying that you're higher or lower or whatnot, but you're able to meet the audience where they need to receive you. And that's a talent.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You know, it, the way that I want my show to be is, and we've talked about this before, I'm so big about making sure that my energy is the leader of the pack of all the mm-hmm. energy, because 100%. I want to set the tone in the room. I don't want anybody else to be in control of me and what I'm putting out on that stage or for that show. But I will say this, it's always been an important thing for me to feel like on a storyteller aspect and on a relational aspect, that whether it's full band or, you know, an acoustic show or a stripped down show, whatever, I want everybody to feel like I'm telling stories with them. I'm taking them on a journey in my living room. I know that mm-hmm. sounds kind of weird, but like, I want
to. No,
feel
it's
like-
true though. And I think you are able to fine tune your approach doing the acoustic shows right now when right. it's a lot I more intimate yeah. and you're able to make those tweaks and those proper adjustments. So when you do, well, I guess when things open up in certain different states, and obviously the tour dates obviously get rebooked, then you're able to not second guess yourself.
Right.
When you're, but I don't think you really do that anyway when it comes to you being on stage. It's like you pour through people, and that's just something, it's beautiful to watch.
Thank you, Nikki, by the way. Yeah. And thank you, Nikki. Chris. Yeah, you know, I really appreciate that, because that's something that takes just a lot of time. That's, you know, that's mm-hmm. one of the things it you does. Could have. And that's part of being a well-rounded artist, you know. And when you start off and you look back, you really do like realize how much growth there is if you're putting that time in. You mm-hmm. know, one of the biggest things that I always kind of was given, because it's in my blood. I mean, it's like my grandparents have been musicians, and I have
that was a beautiful episode. That was such a fun episode. That was such a fun episode. Yeah.
It was so cool being able to show all that for the first time. But you know, I have a world renowned violinist as a great, great, I think it's like a great uncle or something, but you know, there's different scenarios like that in my life where music has just been in my blood. It's something that is just in my loins, and you know, but that's no excuse to think that talent alone should get you somewhere. You know, that's something that was God given to me, and I'm so grateful for that. And even in some aspects, my understanding of music on a raw level mm-hmm. was God given to me. And I'm so grateful for that. And it's about taking that talent and honing it in, and not only perfecting it to as much as you can, perfection being a loose term, but for lack of better words, honing it is the best you can, but also knowing that you're going to have to work hard in other aspects of things that you're not as talented as. And mm-hmm. growing up with the abuse that I did, one of the things that I was least talented at, and I don't know if you'd ever guess it now, but it was self-love. It was being able to take the time and even self-discover myself, because I was so afraid of going into the dark, into the meditations, going into myself and what I was going to find. And my first couple of meditations and things that I went through, my first couple sessions of therapy, I don't do therapy anymore, but you know, at the time it was good for me. But those first couple sessions of things, you know, it's, you dig deep, and a lot of people, they resist that because they're afraid of what they're going to find. And I'm so glad that I pushed through that portion, because if I wasn't able to do that and allow myself to truly be able to be like, this is me, this is who I am, this is what I offer, and I can be anything else that I want to be at this point, because I've, you know, went back and I've learned who I am, and that it's time to just start making, these are my weak spots, and it's time to start making the changes here, here, and here, you know?
Well, it makes you indestructible. In my opinion, when you go deal with the things that you don't want to deal with, and what you don't deal with, the universe brings it to you in a least wanted moment at that current position. And it's going to, and it's going to bring you so much dissatisfaction.
It will show its ugly face at some point.
It's like, oh, you thought I was leaving. I'm here. I'm like, you son of a gun. Here we go. Okay. There's only so much rugs that you have, you know, right. You put a petition underneath the rug, it doesn't work. Right. And I think that also is a reflection on some of your creative process with new music coming out. And you mentioned self-love, and shout out to a couple people that we do have within the community that really champion that understanding. And only way for you to step into who you should be in life and discover that, you need to fall in love with yourself again. That's so difficult. It's like the Nazi Katoons that we have, the Mark Jenkins, the fitness side of Winjet, where they're able to open up within the communities. And that's something they really talk about a lot. And you think that people that are celebrity trainers and working with people like a Beyonce or Busta Rhymes, the list goes on and on and on with these guys, but they are able to pour in. That's one of the first things they teach them. It's like, okay, do you truly love yourself enough? And that pours into your creative process, which you have new music coming out, though I've heard, of course.
Yes, you get the sneaky peeks.
I get the good stuff. And I was like, what? Is this real life? So it's just, can we talk about
some of that? I was actually like so moved too, because I'm not going to go into detail, but after you heard one of the songs, you were so emotionally present, and you were just so open and sweet about how you felt about it. And that right there, like, that lets me know that, and I don't, obviously, like when I release music, I don't get to see everybody's reaction like that candid, you know? And not that like I'm trying to make people cry with my music or anything, or make them,
it's not even a sad song. Yeah. It's an inspirational song, but it pours into you. And it comes, in my opinion, just from my experience of hearing it for the first time, I felt it. It was something that you, not that I wanted to hear, but something I needed to hear.
Oh, I love that.
Do you know?
That's what I want.
Right. And that obviously it sparks emotion in a positive way, where you're dealing with negative, but you're giving them something that's more of a how to pour. I mean, like, you can't take this away from me.
Yes. That's the goal. You know, so the song that we're talking about right now, it's called Part of Me. And we actually haven't even announced it yet.
I know.
yes. So
I've been like trying to like do this.
Yeah. You're like, oh, you got to say it, not me. You got to say it.
So, yeah, but, you know, I
you've been doing a good job. To it. So the song that Chris got a peek of is called Part of Me. And it's going to be announced here soon. So anybody who's listening, this is always the benefit of coming on and making sure you don't miss some of my content, because it's all so different. And this one, we're announcing something that's not even supposed to be announced yet, but who cares, because we make the rules. So
that's right. That's another announcement too.
Right, so, exactly. Yeah. So be ready, y'all. But yeah, the song that we're talking about, I sent the final mix to Chris when we got it. It's called Part of Me, and it's actually a collaboration with a pretty well-known up-and-coming country act called Radio Romance. And
it sounds just like Sam Hunt, by the way.
He does. He's got this beautiful low timbre, and it's really cool because the melody that I sing in the chorus is so high. He actually was singing the low octave and I was singing the high octave, and it was so perfect. And then he obviously did some harmonies and I did as well. But so the point of that song, you know, because I love to write about everything under the moon, but one of my favorite topics is topics like Strong, topics like, you know, the reason why I did the 21 Jumpstart album. It's a song that's wrapped up in the idea of losing someone. So that could be a breakup, that could be a death, someone passing away. You know, someone just outgrowing, you know, a relationship. And it's the idea of losing someone and realizing that love is so important and it's so beautiful, but someone else loving you, is never going to be enough if you don't love yourself. And if you don't have a light and a connection to a higher power, and you have that ability to be able to know that you already have everything inside of you to be a success and be who you want to be on this planet, and everything else is extra, you know? So that love that you receive and that you take into your life, it all starts from within, and you have to be able to, love yourself properly first to be able to have a great relationship with anybody else. So, it's about losing love, but knowing that you have a greater part of you that no one else can take away from you. And
so powerful.
You can always love again, you know? So it's called Part of Me. I'm not going to give an exact release day yet. I'll save that so you guys can stay tuned on the announcement of that, but it will be releasing in October. So you guys can stay tuned, and we'll be announcing that soon.
Yeah, well, that kind of gives the people a little bit more of an idea on what takes place inside of the community with Winject Studios. So definitely, if you're watching live here and you're watching the video content of this episode, the texting community is 843-396-2104. Send in our feedback, and then also go to winject.com/join. And you're able to get early access. I think we have it set. I'm not sure exactly when Steve's obviously a manager of Beautiful Jessly and myself, and the Jessly Roadshow, Black Label Nash, which is really exciting. Some of the announcements coming up soon. But one of the things that we're kind of kicking around the idea is around 7 to 10 business days before the actual official announcements come out. And then that way it kind of gives us a way of testing, you know, I guess you would say, some of the responses on how to kind of combat that when it comes to the marketing or the outreach.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's, you know, it's an exciting time. There's a lot. There's tons.
Yeah. There's
a lot. And, you know, that was just one of the songs. We actually have a song that's on for pre-save right now, and you can go and save it. And that one's called Mess Me Up. And that's just your classic breakup summer song. Was actually inspired, as weird as it sounds, it sounds nothing like it. It's actually a mix of like a country EDM song, kind of like Morgan Wallen did with Diplo, and like Kelsey Ballerini did with the Chainsmokers. So it's a true collaboration, because Nico Bray is a DJ out in Germany. And we always come together and we try to kind of like meld our styles. So I'm, you know, like more pop country naturally.
He did the remix for
Do It Like. Yes, he did. So we're coming back and we're doing that together. And this song was actually inspired by anybody who's had like a summer fling and they've fallen for someone and they may not have fallen back. It's kind of like we were writing it almost about like, you know, like Grease, like Summer Lovin'. You know what I'm talking about? It's totally different, but the story was kind of inspired by that, like having that summer fling and someone kind of held on and the other person didn't. And it's this whole like circle, like unhealthy, just circle relationship where that person knows that they can keep coming back because she'll always let them in. And she does every time, and she knows that she has to break that chain, but she doesn't break that chain, and he always comes back in and messes her up. So that one's completely different than Part of Me. And then in October, we're also announcing a third release. So it's going to be three releases by the end of the year. And I'm not going to name the name of this song, but it's actually releasing right around the time of Halloween. And it is, it is probably the most different, obscure thing I've ever released. Everybody's going to see
a
completely different side of me. I'm so excited to show it too, which is really cool.
Are you going to do the Thriller?
I might. Maybe in the music video. This one, actually, we already started discussing a video for it because it's going to, it's so, the story of it is so visually beautiful. Mm. I've actually, I know this sounds kind of crazy because it's like so different than anything I've ever released. I don't think I've ever been more excited for a song. So, and that's the unnamed song that is coming soon.
Is that the, well, I can't, well, never mind. I'm going to say it. Okay. So I'm going to end up, it's like kind of like one of those things where I know it, but I'm like, ah, oh, but it doesn't sound like it, but it does sound like it. And people take it. And I'm like, ah, nah, they'll probably figure it out. So you got really good fans. I mean, and your fans are really immersed into your story and even some of the things you've had to overcome. And it's like to the point to where you can't even hint sometimes with fans like that. Right. They'll figure it out on their own. They'll like go into their computers and then figuring all the little cues.
Right.
We found that out through some of the episodes of the Jess Lee Roadshow. We'll drop certain things. And then these guys will send in feedback. We're like, oh, whoa.
Right, yeah, I love it.
Maybe we shouldn't like drop like little innuendos or whatnot in the episodes, but it is what it is. Hollywood Bowl. We got a Hollywood Bowl contest coming out. I think that's powerful. We're going to run that through, obviously, our engagement groups and the people within the community. I did like a sprinkle of that over, I think it was Saturday.
Yeah.
And they were like, tell me more about this. And I was like, ooh, it's going to be exciting for Monday. So, yes. And obviously we went live. But talk about it if you can.
Absolutely. So super excited. This is kind of weird. I don't even know how it happened. I was anonymously nominated for it. I actually had no idea that I was going to be in this competition to be nominated to compete, to play at the Hollywood Bowl. And one day I'm all of a sudden I start getting like these emails that are like, people are voting.
That's
for you.
Nashville, right?
No, that's the where the Hollywood Bowl is.
Yeah.
No, that's California. Hollywood, California.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, my bad. Oops. I'm thinking of music. Is it Music City? Is that what it is? I know there's a bowl in a couple different ones in Nashville. Anyways, go ahead.
There are a lot of huge events like that in Nashville all the time. But yeah, the Hollywood Bowl is, it's a big one. It's a big one out in California. It's an annual thing. And, I believe it's even already sold out and they don't even know who's headlining it yet. But previous headliners have been like Lizzo and Taylor Swift and I think Justin Timberlake and like, so a lot of like really great headlining acts. But yeah, so it was funny because all of a sudden I started getting emails that were like, people are voting for you. You should go. Yeah. You should go.
You're like, what is this? You sent it to me. Like, what is this? And I'm like, I don't know. I didn't do it.
I thought you did or someone else. So I thought it was spam at first. And then I looked at it and I was like, I need to like look into this. What's going on? And then I clicked a bunch of stuff and found my little profile that was made on there. And yeah, so I somehow got entered into doing that. It's been really, really, really fun. It's one of those things that it's in charge in the hands of the fans. I actually can't vote for myself, which I would feel weird doing anyway. and then they have options to where, because it is Suicide Prevention Month, where you can actually do a paid vote. And that actually goes towards the American Foundation of Suicide Prevention. I believe it's a 501c. So it's a great cause if anybody does want to contribute a paid vote. I know that they do periods of times too where like votes double down and everything too. So you can pay for a certain amount and then it doubles up on what you paid for. But yeah, it's really fun. It was kind of random. It came out of nowhere. When I was on the list, it was really funny because I actually had started at like 20, I think, or something. And I didn't know I was on there. So people were just going on and voting. And then I first shared it with like a few, you know, family members and friends and things like that who were just kind of passing it along and spreading the word, like over phone. I didn't even announce it on socials till recently. Now I think I've been teeter tottering between second place and first place, which is cool. So, it will be really, really fun. You know, it's one of those things that I have to talk about it and then still kind of be able to let it go. Cause ultimately it's not in the hands of me. So, you know, I'm excited that it's happening. I feel super, super, amped that it's a possibility. And, you know, I hope that anybody that, you know, can take a moment of their time, can at least do the free vote if they're into what, you know, they're hearing and who I am. If they could support, they do have the option for a free vote as well, which I think you can do it once every 24 hours. And then you just go back on and you can re-vote again once daily. So anybody that wants to just take a quick moment out of their day, it literally takes like 5 seconds. And then if they know anybody else that wants to vote too, they can always just share that link and they can as well do the free vote.
For the people that are listening to the audio content of this, text 843-396-2104. We'll get you the link. If you do not, obviously maybe I'll mess it up here, but it's theopenact.com/2021JessLee.
Nikki, you are the sweetest person. Thank you so much. I just such good energy back. Love it. I love good energy.
She's Nikki is amazing. She's been coming on recently, and I've seen her name pop up on a couple different lives when I think I was on Thursday with Jason and Zach, and they do a live, and you know, all the strategic partners and whatnot. I keep seeing her name pop up. She gives phenomenal feedback on some of the topics and things that we're dropping in here. So Nikki, I don't think I've ever met you before, Nikki, but nice to meet you, and thank you so much for joining the live for today. JessLee, you know, I want to touch on one thing real quick, and I wrote it down as you were speaking about the Open Act, the Hollywood Bowl, certain promotions. And that's something that I love. I think there's a lot of things, right, that I love about you. But one of the things that I love about you the most is that you don't overdo it, and you don't try to do it maliciously or try to do something sneaky when it comes to promotions and getting your music out there, even, or some of the promotions.
Yeah.
And I see this a lot happen with labels, and they do it through a third party approach, and they dump in a lot of ad spend, a lot of marketing to self promote, but it's done through a third party. Right. And I believe that's unethical.
Yeah.
Even with your fans. And that's something that we are very passionate about, even when the engagement groups that we do have, and they're all organic and they're real people in there loving your music, loving the episodes. And that's something I want to touch about, you know, talk about just if we can. Like, obviously, some of the announcements coming up, I'm not going to mention it, but some of the announcements coming up, and that's why obviously this works. And there's a lot of synergetic energy and recyclable energy within WinJet, you, yourself, Steve, Virginia, all the things that we have going on.
Yes.
But one of the things that you always stayed true to was that you didn't want to be controlled.
Yeah. You know, it's very true. You know, my biggest thing is if I'm going to do this, I want to be one of the few artists out there that can take my platform and do something not only good with it, but remain.
Nina. Thanks, Nina.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You guys are awesome. Not only just good with it, but just remaining real and being able to be, I hate saying idle, but in a way, but in a way you have to be cognizant of that, because when you do this career, you're unknowingly going to be people's idols, especially when it comes to kids, you know. And my biggest thing is I always want to make sure that, you know, everything aligns with truth and positivity and you know, be really being me, because I've become so happy with who I am, especially because, you know, like everything that I went through in my past and to get to this point. Like, I didn't work my butt off to get to this point to go sign to a label and have someone strip me of that again. And then I feel lost with my life again, you know. And there's way too many people in this industry that have problems. And, you know, and a lot of it comes down to the fact that they're not living a life that's true to them. Everybody in the world is bossing them and telling them who they are. And they're not able to, you know, truthfully express that. So my whole role with this is to, and what I feel like is just so much more than music now. I think music is important, and it's a platform to remain one of the few artists out there that stay true to who they are and are always, beaming not only just positive energy, because it's more than right. just remaining positive, you know, it's just being able to speak truth and being able to lean towards the side of good, because there's a lot more sinister things that are not really shown, but suggested and implied subliminally, you know, through a lot of music today. And I always want to be someone that their parents can be proud of their kid listening to, even, you know, even if it's a darker story, like for instance, the song that's coming out in Halloween, it's a story, it's a sinister story, but there's nothing in it that, is I would ever be ashamed of. I mean, when it comes to like children or someone listening to something, you know,
right. And that's what I love about you're very conscious of even some of the things that you do mention, and you're going to be taking out of context and used against you in the worst time probably ever, when you're climbing, I guess you would say, the statuses of celebrities.
Yeah.
But you've seen it happen with, I think it's Kevin Hart, when he was obviously nominated. He got, I think he was going to host the Oscars. I think it was the Oscars. And then we're trying to get him to erase a tweet he did like 7 years or something prior. Yeah. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do remember that. And I don't think he did, right?
No, he refused.
Yeah, see, I love that. That's my stance too. You know, there's bound to be things that people can go and pick apart for some reason, for some whatever reason in my path past. You know, my whole thing is that you just sometimes have to be able to be like, yeah, I said that. I did that. Get over it. You know, like, and I'm not saying that in a cruel way. It's just the fact that everybody's done something in their past. No 100%. One's perfect. So like to sit there and nitpick one person, you know, I can truthfully look back and say that even though as a human, I've probably made mistakes, but the majority of my life, I'm so proud of the choices that I've made, because I've always tried to make choices that are bigger than myself. I've always tried to make choices that it's like, if I do this, is this going to affect someone else's life? Is this going to hurt or hinder anybody? Am I going to be a burden on society for this? Or am I doing something that is going to make me happy? And ultimately it's not going to matter to anybody else, you know? And that's how I try to look at things. I always want to make sure that everything that I'm doing isn't going to hurt someone in the long run, you know, permanently. And if you do something like that, you know, as a celebrity, I think it's important to acknowledge the fact that you're human, but also not cower, you know, not cower down. And if you do believe in something, you stand behind it. Don't, you know, don't let the media contort it and create something that it's not, because that's a lot of the times too, you know, people are so quick to react to what the media says it is, when sometimes it's being completely taken out of context. You know what I mean? Right.
They're going to look at Twitter first and seeing the engagement and seeing if something's going viral or something's, I guess, a hot tweet. And then
the media is the queen and king of taking things out of context and
100%.
Flipping it to whatever they want to do to be able to get their views and their, you know, 5 minutes of fame that they need. Exactly, just like Nikki said, that's exactly what.
Good point.
You can't be crucified for things in the past, because, you know, as long as like we talked about before, as long as you're growing and you're changing and you're making an effort to be conscious about things, I feel like that's all that matters, you know, and
lead with it. Sometimes you have to lead with it, and it shows true strength and courage when you're leading with some of the imperfections or some of the poor choices that you've made.
Right.
And even making that as an example.
Yeah.
And it's a true sign of your character and who you are as an individual when you're saying, hey, these are some of the choices and these are some of the decisions and these are some of the situations that obviously made me make these.
Yeah.
And I'm sharing this because I don't want you to fall victim to this.
Right, exactly.
And that takes a lot of courage.
Yeah.
A lot of courage.
Mm-hmm. It really does, you know.
You have everything comes back to a choice. You can choose to elevate somebody else.
Right.
Or you can choose to join in the crowd.
Right.
And if you join the crowd of everybody throwing sticks and stones and whatever that might be, then like you got to really own it, man.
Yeah,
and I think, and that's something that where you can be, extremely proud of. And, you know, Mama Jess out there, I love you to death. I love her. Mom is a beautiful individual inside and out. She's something else, man. And that's a complete reflection on all the hard work she put in to raise, you know, obviously you and your siblings.
Yeah. You know, and I always think about it too. She didn't have anyone helping her either. You know, she raised the three of us on her own. And, I'm really thankful for her because it's a hard position to be in because, you know, everybody, I'm just saying right now, there's going to be things that come out. I had a very wild stage at one point in my life.
I didn't have
a daddy around telling me what to do, you know, and I sometimes took advantage of that. I really did. And, I know there's been a lot of things that, I've done, but yeah, like Brittany said, amen to the hard work and single mamas. You know, obviously that's never exactly how you think it's going to be, you know, and, my mom, you know, when she married my dad and everything happened, she had no idea that it was going to unravel the way that it did. But she was so good at adjusting and she was so good at being a discipliner and somehow remaining still my mom and a nurturing, beautiful angel woman in my life. So I don't know how she had that balance. Cause I know that, you know, I can barely pat my head and rub my stomach at the same time, nonetheless.
Oh, that's so true though. I don't know. Like I was
this
just like
the game segment of Winjet TV.
Right. We start hitting buttons and stuff like, oh, you're in a game show now. That's the best part about obviously what we do. But there's something, you know, obviously we've covered a lot today and I don't want to give, you know, too many hints to individuals tuning into this. But we're in season one of your show. I think episode 19, I think Steve's going to be doing a update on episode 20. There will be a shift when it comes to the show and how it's consumed and how it's shot.
Yeah.
You know, there, you know, we've been
so
a lot
excited
of
excited for it too.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be what it's supposed to be, which is cool. Mm-hmm. And we've given sneak peeks of that in season one.
Right.
But I know this sounds crazy. I think the reason why the show is being so well received is because it's just so different. It's so different than any podcast I've ever listened to. It's so real. There's a side of you that people are getting to see that they don't get to see normally because you're always so amazingly buttoned up and put together in all of the things that you do. Even, you know, here, like you have a different energy right now than compared to when we're on the road show and getting to completely just have fun.
Yeah, it's fun. I get to take the button, you know, unbutton one or so, and I get to ask questions and really give candid feedback when it comes to the road.
Yeah, and I love both sides of you, which is cool.
you're like, stop being so buttoned. That was an indirect way of saying it.
I love both sides of you, which is cool because there's so much that impresses me when it comes to when you get into professional mode and you can do the interviews the way that you do. But then it's so cool that you allow the other side to come out because that's a balance that a lot of people don't have, you know? And
I appreciate that.
Especially business people, especially really successful business people. A lot of the times you see that a lot of them are so serious all the time. Everything is time is money, you know? And it's really cool that you take the time and you do that with us and you've become such an integral part of that show and a personality that gets to show, you know, that's a little abnormal to what you normally do. So I think that's one of the things, which is cool, but it's just the show in general is so different and it's cool because that what we've been doing for season one is literally only just scratching the surface of what it's supposed to be, which is even more different. So, it's cool because I've already started seeing some imposters trying to replicate what I'm doing.
It's funny to watch.
It's one of those things where like, I want, cause we were the first one to do that. Like bring the clips in like that. And do what we're doing in the podcasting space. And when I start seeing some people that are doing that, because that's, you know, that's how people are. They're, you find who you are and then you become an innovator, right? I would not have done this without my past. I would not have had the mindset to do a show like this without really becoming me and being able to take a leap and do something different than everybody else. But then you have, you know, a lot of the people that are like behind the trend, you know, and I'll
say it this way. let me kind of address it this way. Okay. So when I do, and this is something that I've had to deal with throughout my career, and to be honest with you, you should take it more of as an admiration.
Yes.
It's a great thing because it's powerful if you do it this way. If you look at it in a way of like, oh, this is cute, right? Like you're
cute.
This is cute. You're catching on. You're starting to take some of the things that I'm doing, but you're chasing it. You're chasing a version of me is no longer available.
Exactly. Exactly.
So think about the amount of growth you mentioned earlier, and that's always my loop backs. I do loop backs and segues, but exactly. When I'm looking back at your past and the things that you've looked back on and going, wow, the amount of growth. Wait till season two comes out. They're just always chasing that version. It's no longer available.
Absolutely. Well, that's exactly you and I swear.
Yeah.
Like, so that's exactly what I was going to is that, you know, a lot of people that are trying to keep up and trying to figure out what we're doing now and they're just getting it and they're trying to,
I can give them the playbook and they'll still screw it up. You know what I mean? They'll still screw it up. It's all good. I'm like, you do it at this moment and do it. They'll still screw it up.
I was laughing with Steve because it's a handful of people that I know that are literally like, oh, that's really cool that you've done that. You know, I listened to your podcast. We're going to try to do that too. Mm. Okay. Well, it's too bad. So sad for season two because it's going to be completely
I'm like, would you rather take the L or the draw? Which one? Because there's, exactly. You know, it's fine. I mean, you have to look at it sometimes going, okay, that I appreciate it. But that also on the other side of it, it forces us to continue to keep pouring in more.
Exactly. No. Yeah. I like the challenge. You know,
Sorry.
You know, Steve knows this. About
I couldn't resist. I couldn't resist.
You know, Steve knows this about me. And it's literally like one of my best and worst features because it constantly combats with itself. Mm. But I have this like never ending, like it's never satiated need. I'm serious, to be different, to stand out, to like be the first one to do something. It's in my songwriting too. It's just, I write things and I've written hooks and brought hooks to rights before and said things in music that have never been said before, you know? And I'm like, I tell Steve all the time, I'm like, I want to be the first one to say this. I want to be the first one to say this, you know? And I've had it to where someone released something and it was basically kind of what I said in their words. And I was so bummed about it. And then, you know, you do have the people that see what you do and they see you having a little bit of success in something and they think, oh, well, I'm going to try that too. I'm going to try that too and see if it works for me.
Well, you know, that's the problem. You've seen it with, and not to cut you off and just interject, this is a powerful point. You have, what is the guy that won like all those gold medals? The swimmer guy. Can't remember his name off the top of my head. I just like,
was it Phelps?
Michael Phelps. Yeah. Michael Phelps. Everyone's like paying attention to him and he's just going.
Exactly.
He's moving. Like you can't, I'm not going to pay attention. I actually was asked this question on a podcast interview. And I took a second and was like, should I? And I was like, well, the hell with it. And I poured in. I was like, well, to be honest with you, I might gauge the competition or lack thereof with certain angles of opportunity, but I'm not going to mirror or do what they do. I'm just going to figure out how they're reaching their audience. And I'm just going to take it to another level.
Yeah.
And exactly. you're and that's what makes you so powerful. You're the missing ingredient.
Oh, thank you.
No, seriously, but thank they can't you. Replicate, they can't duplicate, they can't do any of that stuff.
You're
the missing ingredient because you have your own experiences, your own love, your own passion, your own desire to exceed your own true expectations to get to the outer layer of your potential. It's more like an outer body experience looking back and going, I'm on the outer layer of my potential. But then tomorrow, if you wait and you don't continue to keep pushing and leaning in, then you're behind your own self.
No, you're so right. And God bless you and Steve, because I'm Scuba Steve. God bless him. Yeah. You know, you both, because you guys are some of the people that I feel like it's so important. If there's like anything that's so important in, if you want to have success in life, is to be able to have people around you that so fiercely love you and support you, but will also tell you like it is, you know, because mm-hmm. you need that. You need to be able to have that true, I don't know, that true mirror of what you really are, you know. And when I feel something about something, you and Steve are always so true. And that's kind of part of what I always want to be too. I mean, that's like part of my branding and what we were talking about earlier is that I am human and I totally, totally have moments where I find myself being superhuman. Like when I see someone.
You are a human. You understand it, right?
Yeah. Superhuman. Like I'm super like basic human mode, which is like, you know, I'll see someone copy me and then I turn to Steve and I'm like, all this freaking time that I put in to be unique and then someone just thinks that they can go just do what I do, you know, and I have my moment like that. And then, you know, thank God for you and Steve, because you guys are always like, stop even looking at them.
Well, that's one thing I do love about Steve.
You too.
I do love about Steve. And people that, I don't know, like dealing with haters or dealing with people like, and that are trying to have shadow on you or whatever that might be, or just kind of like spreading hate. That's one thing that I have learned through a journey is to really embrace them and just show them love, because love will overcome hate in any type of form or fashion. You just have to, you might slow up time or you might slow up progress momentarily for 6 months, eight months, a year down the road. But eventually, people that have the purest intentions and they have a good heart, they'll end up winning. I'm coming out on top, and that's something's that. Powerful.
Mm-hmm. I believe that, I believe that if you keep showing up, there's been so many times where I've done something and I'm like, holy God, this is my moment. This is so much bigger than what someone's done before. And then somehow it gets the rug ends up getting pulled underneath me. Mm-hmm. And, I didn't get to do it the way I wanted to, or something happens, and you just have to truly keep believing that it's just all part of your story. Mm-hmm. Kind of like taking it back to where we were, your brand is your story. You know, it's everything that you do that leads up to who you are right now and, and what's to come. And, I will say that every time that the rug's been pulled under me and I've been led into a new direction, it's also been a moment for me looking back, a moment of new self-discovery as well. Yeah. And it's been a moment for me to really test myself and realize that what I thought was so huge in that moment was peanuts compared to what I recently discovered after that. You know, and if that moment didn't happen and everything went down exactly the way that I would have been really complacent with it when I really had better in store, So I always have to remember that. I always have to remember that nearly every time I've ever done something, if I look back in hindsight, it ended up making way more sense in the end than I thought it would in that moment when I thought everything was burning around me and falling apart.
It's easy to do if you're inside.
Right. The bubble. Exactly.
You need to sometimes zoom out. When you zoom out, then you're able to kind of see things on the levels that you need to see it, that is this a bigger picture kind of move? Like, what do I need? And this, here's the question that really defines someone's growth. What did I learn?
Yeah.
What exactly. am I learning right now? What am I learning? If you keep going towards your mind, you can focus your attention on a lot of things.
Yeah.
I would much rather focus on, and Nina's about to laugh her ass off right now. When people talk about the glass half full, glass half empty, I'm the guy that sold a glass. Okay.
Right. Exactly.
So you see, you're complaining on, the glass half full, glass half. They need to put that on a shirt because I've said it in so many interviews. I'm the guy that sold the glass. Everyone's right. worried about different things. And that's something that you're able to do is going,
you're like, what glass?
What glass? I'm like, I just sold it. Look at the bottom of it. It's got a sticker. It's got my face on the sticker going, idiot. Oh,
I love
man.
That. Yeah. No, so, I love that's that. Fun. That's truth, though. That's like, and that's the way to look at it. You got to be one step ahead. And but that's what I always stress about. I'm so innovative and I'm one of those people that I'm like one step ahead. Then the second someone starts to copy me and I'm like, oh God, they're like trying to catch up to me. How rude.
you get to a certain point. Here's the thing in understanding. And this is something that we both share.
Yeah.
We know how to use our ego to be triumphant. Right. And just overcome.
Yes.
And that's something where that's a muscle, I believe, of being able to strengthen that muscle of adversity and leaning in. Like there's firefighters, police officers, people in the military. When shit hits the fan, they go towards danger.
Yeah. Exactly.
And there's some people, they freeze, and then some people run.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's something where people, in my opinion, you don't truly know an individual, a business, a company, or people the grit until you watch them overcome adversity.
Yeah. No, it's true.
And you learn really everything true. You need to know. Yep. Everything. Pay close attention. People eventually will tell you who they are. Eventually. You
know, that all comes down to love too. That's like in yep. relationships. You know, one of the things that I always say is like, it's easy to have a relationship that's easy. Right.
Oh,
like
yeah.
It's easy.
That's
to
another,
love.
That's another one of your songs.
Which is going to come out. Well, that's going to, I can't that's even true. Say half the things that I want to say. Cause I'm like, that's going to be, oh God, hold on.
Yeah, like sort of gives it the next thing, you know, like some of the song come out with just the wording different, you know, I'm like, you ass songs.
But you know, even with
can't
love,
hold my
you know?
Water. Can they can't hold your water, Jess? But like, go get me a water. Go get your
Where's
shine
the
box.
Glass? Yeah, they can't hold the water because I can't find the glass anymore. Chris Ross fucking sold it.
It's got my finger. I didn't get a sticker on the bottom. I'm going.
Hold on, where'd it go?
You bought okay. actually no joke okay, when I'm.
When I was there, with some old lady from the pawn
like,
shop.
I'm like, yeah, right. I'm like, it's funny is because I actually did that with some of the programs at the trade schools.
Yeah.
When we enrolled them into the 70 to 100K programs,
yeah.
we gave them a shirt that says I was sold by Chris Ross, but I never sold anybody. That was the whole point. And they wore it with that, like a badge of honor. It was anyways, but,
so funny. Yeah. I love that. But yeah, no. I'll finish it off with what I was saying was that, you know, it's kind of love in general though. Like even in relationships, you know, if you love something enough, you do. You try to always find the love in it, and you move towards it, and mm-hmm. you create opportunity out of it to where, you know, even in a relationship kind of love, it's not love unless you're able to love someone through all of it, because you can love anybody through the good, anybody. Mm-hmm. But until you're able to take someone for the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Yeah. There's a little wink. Yeah. Well, it's not really a surprise because we did talk about it. Yeah, we talked about it in a podcast episode. We went into extreme detail. That was one of the most downloaded episodes of the show.
That was such a good one too. Mm. It's so much truth. But yeah, unless you're able to love someone, AKA even life, through the good, the bad, and the ugly, you know, you're always going to feel incomplete. And, you know, that's always something that I'm still to this day, always working on that balance, because like I said, you know, some of the best parts of me are also can be the worst. You know, when it comes to my drive and who I am and what I want, everything is go, 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 go all the time. And a lot of people have said this before. They're like, as fun as you are, is like when you get to know you, you're such a chill person, but like, you're really intense. And mm-hmm. I'm like, I know.
That's that. And to be honest with you, I love that more about you than anything.
Like, I'm a really intense mm-hmm. person. Mm-hmm. And it's because my whole mind thinks like, what can I do next? What can I do to be better? What needs to happen next? Like for me to move on to the next level. And, mm-hmm. and you know, the balance side of me is like, okay, just cool it,
there's no chill days though, man. I feel that sometimes I do have a chance. I'm intense about self-love as well. Like me pouring into myself, and reflection is big for me.
Yeah.
I talk a lot about this in some of the trainings that I've done with motivational stuff. Pouring into yourself is just as important as pouring into others if it's recyclable energy.
Yeah.
And then also you have to be conscious of the fact, what are you pouring in?
Right.
So if you're not pouring into yourself, like what I don't know the difference between work and play anymore, because I've poured into my personal life even more so in the last 611 days than I have. And the reason why I know the day is because there was a pivotal moment in my life, in my career, and all aspects of my life where I needed to step in.
Yeah.
And it's going to change. You're going to have to step in at some point and be like, I don't give a shit if you're an author and all these books. This is my book.
Yeah, exactly.
This is my book. I'm taking the pen.
No, I agree. I could not. Right.
And that's something you do. And yeah, that might come across as aggressive and intense to people that don't know how to step into them true selves. And they're too worried about everybody else's, I'm going to say a bad word, fucking opinion.
Yeah.
you know, community opinion.
But that's
and
always
it's not popular to be. It's not popular for you to like me just yet because Twitter is not telling
that's,
you.
But that's always right. how it's going to be, though. Mm. When someone isn't ready to digest something, when they yeah. when yeah. they're still, and it was for me. Like I took everything offensively at one point when everything when I felt like the world was out to get me.
Yeah, but when you change your perception of that, yes. you know,
now I'm changed. Attracted to people. Like you in the way of like, I'm only around people who are go-getters. I'm only 100%. Around people who at back in the day would have intimidated me. But now it's all I surround myself.
Two chains, people. Man. Said it best. Yeah. Because me and broke people don't get along.
No, I mean, for me too, it's just kind of one of those things. Yeah. It's true though, but it's even more than like broke, like whatever, because I think there's people out there that may not be the richest of the rich, but they have the drive and they're at that point, that breaking point where they just need
100%.
They're this close to like breaking through another level.
That's
you know?
The best one. Well, see, and I'm going to say the word broke, and there's a different terminology that I have an understanding of the word broke.
Yes.
Broke is a choice.
Yeah.
It's a choice. I'm not talking about monetary wealth. I'm not talking about financial. Right. I'm talking about broke when shit is just not working for you.
I love that.
You know, when you're that. Broke, like, you know, well, I'm still I doing think this.
You reinvented his saying in a way he didn't even mean.
Well, I mean, thank you for that.
He was talking monies.
Yeah, I'm not talking about your shit's all you're just there's. Just go back to the drawing board. Wake up tomorrow. go hit reset right. on right. the whatever the hell you play in life. I'm playing a game called We Win. This exactly. is what we play. So
and it's true. You know, this right here, you and me. Are the proof that timing is everything. Because, Chris, I'm serious, Chris. If you would have met me in, I don't know, 7 years ago, 6 years ago, when I was even just trying to even decide if I was going to do music or not, when everything was super indecisive, when I really didn't know where I was going or what I was intimidated. I was intimidated by people who were strong people. And now, you know, the right timing. Now it's like our energies meld perfectly because, you know, we're the same. We're the same. And I mean, I'm sure there was a period of your life too, where it took you to become who you are now and be so secure in everything that you have to offer and your purpose and what you are, you know, in this time space reality.
Yes, there's been a lot of moments in time that people would love to hold on to and trying to save that version of the old me. So that justifies their own feelings when it comes to their own growth. There's people out there, and I'm sure that I've seen this, they refuse to like anything you do because of their own reflection on how they feel about their own results and themselves.
Absolutely.
That's something powerful. And see, I don't look at them as I look at more of being compassionate about their, I guess, misconception on reality.
Yeah. You almost have to feel not bad, but you feel concerned because for people like that, because.
Oh, I don't know. Concern's too much of an emotion for me. I'm talking about like, no, seriously, I don't put that much motherfucking attention on it. I'll be compassionate. I'm like, oh, bless you. And I roll.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah. No, you know, it depends on the person though. There's some people though that I wish like they would just fall 100% into them true selves and be able to be supportive and be someone like that.
Or stub their toe.
Or maybe stub their toe.
Really hard. You know what I'm talking about? Like the little, when you go by the bed. And, bah, and
yeah. Yeah.
Like, don't break your toe, but just hit it enough.
Exactly.
I love it. It's so sadistic. But so
that's
true.
Actually great though. Cause it's kind of so minor. Like it's not really anything harsh.
I'm yeah. But it hurts that. For that second, you think you lost a toe. You ever like stubbed your toe and looked down and be like, I think I lost it.
Yeah, like when I have a moment where I'm just like someone's annoyed the crap out of me and I need to like shit talk them for a little bit, I'm turning to Steve and be like, I hope they go stub their damn toe, damn it.
Right. Well, Steve was
Steve. That's my new thing.
But that's the thing about I love about Steve is that he's the person that writes down their user handle like off the cuff and goes, yeah. I'm gonna go like wreak havoc on them. And he loves that part. That's why I love him as our manager.
Yeah,
is that he's able to look at things and be like, this is my favorite part of my day dealing with ass clowns.
He is the best at deflecting the ass clowns. That's for sure. I almost want to make him a shirt that just says ass clown deflector.
I told you what the image is kind of like him walking out with I don't know. He's going to kill me right now. But him walking out in like the bedtime pants, like MC Hammer pants and an oversized like shirt with his cup of coffee is like, well, today's my favorite part. Here we go. My favorite meeting every day. Responding to Ass Clowns.
That's him. No doubt. Just,
oh my gosh.
Oh God. He's
I could talk to you forever. And I know that we stayed over a long time today. We had a lot to kind of cover. Anything else that you want to really shine a light on to give the listeners something else coming up around the corner? Anything you want to mention?
Oh, you're the best, Chris. So, well, besides what we can't say, because there's obviously a lot of stuff that we have coming soon that we're going to be announcing. The only other thing I feel like we may not have touched is just keep staying tuned on what's coming up for touring. I dropped a big tour poster recently.
Yeah, we have that in the marketing. The email is coming out, the weekly newsletter thing. So we have that there.
Yeah, perfect. And there's just going to be more dates coming. We had a lot pending. We just wanted to put something out, but definitely stay tuned because there's going to be a lot of added on dates for the rest of the year. And 2022, just a lot of stuff that's coming, and we'll probably start leaking
coming to
some
London.
Of- yeah.
Coming to London. Turn into the O2 to the O3. What?
Exactly.
Oh man, it's going to be so much fun. You know, and originally you were supposed to come here when I interviewed for the first time. I think it was that March, and I think we spoke in February, and it got moved back.
Man,
it's going to be so much fun. It's going to be so much fun. Just embracing the fear of unknown when we're prepped for it. I'm like, we're inviting the unknown into our life, and that can be a very scary place. But also, it's just a byproduct of putting in all the hard work when no one was watching.
Yeah. Like we grinded. I know some people that stopped and they were like, I'm just going to sleep for a little bit in 2020. Meanwhile, we're like, you, me and Steve, we're in the lab with a pen and a pad trying to get this damn label off.
So, and it's kind of like lets people know. I mean, it's not like one of those things where we've dropped a couple hints, and I think everyone knows that Windjet Music is happening. So, and it's just not like everything's written in stone and everything's ready to rock and roll. But of course, when we're looking at press releases, certain things when it comes to distribution, publications, those things we can't really discuss with like release dates, but everyone knows it's coming. And I actually tagged you on a post. I think it was $17 billion that labels made.
Yeah.
And artists only made 12% of that.
Yep.
And very the common. Problem, very common, and they're scared to invest their own money and they're scared to invest into themselves.
Yeah.
100% because the narrative and the story and the media and labels. And that's why podcasting, I believe people that are setting up podcasting networks are doing it 100% wrong. And it's done very poorly because you're just mirroring what the music industry has done. And that's why I just can't wait to watch the people that got fat over the years go, oh my God, I don't have any more food. I'm like, well, you better get on a diet. This game's called We Win. You can join us if you want.
Exactly.
But you had an opportunity 18 months ago when I asked to buy you out and you said
last
no. And
I was time like, all right, I well. Saw something this mm-hmm. monumental was when like basically Spotify came in and ruled the coup. So, I mean, they changed everything for the better, for the better of them, for the detriment of everybody that's an artist and a writer. But the cool part is there's a good chance that for once, someone's going to come in and less selfishly change the game. And, you know, that's the best part is that I think that there is a way to do something to where you can have success as a business and success for yourself, but also still make the world a better place.
100%.
That's what I think is so special and wonderful about you, Chris.
Thank you. That's a huge compliment. I told you, I think it was December, it was right before Christmas time last year. And I was like, give me 2 months. I'm working on something. By the way, Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah, whatever to people to celebrate nowadays. And then I'll see you guys in 2021. And you were like podcast. You were like and then I went through all the areas.
You're like podcast. And I'm like
yeah. She that was Jessly. I was like, listen, I got an idea. Here's the idea. And it went on like crazy. It's just been fun. It, you know, also getting to know each other on a different level, more of a business partner level than as, you know, obviously radio or interviews and that type of thing. But it's going to be fun watching people scramble and going, oh, shit.
This is just the beginning.
Yeah. We're not just starting a label, bro. Like, we're coming in every direct. We're applying an all-in-one educational approach when it comes to everything.
Yeah. You know,
game called We Win. Appreciate that. LLJRCV. It's probably like mine. Probably like my, like, it's like hate for Chris. Anyways, and Chris the bomb. It's like, is it a bomb? Is that the detonator? Anyways, but it's all good. Much love. anything else? Any shout outs to we want to make coming up? Other people that you obviously, there's one person I think we didn't bring up.
Who?
It was one of the ones that you have the new song coming out. Did we want to bring him up or we brought up the engineer, the
Nico one that did Ray? The
remix. No, we Nico brought Ray? Up him. I thought it was somebody else we wanted to bring up. Maybe I'm just thinking future pacing.
I think you're future pacing.
Just can't stop that. I can't stop that one side of my brain. Anyways, much love, everybody. Thank you for joining us today. 843-396-2104. Make sure you're texting us in the community. www.theopenactonelongword.com/2021/JessLee. Vote, please, mother please. Truckers. Vote.
Vote for me.
Not like the voting in the way that you did last year and voted for the wrong things. But anyways, all good. Much love, guys. Y'all take care. Be blessed.
We love
Peace.
You.
All right, love you too. Peace out.
Cast is brought to you by WinJack Studios. We are an all-in-one educational platform for podcasters that revolutionizes how hosts leverage content to increase engagement with listeners, downloads, and income. We come together to focus on community, collaboration, and collective impact. For more information on how you can interact directly with our hosts, access exclusive live content with offers you can't get anywhere else from our official partners, join our purpose-driven community by visiting www.winject.com. If you're ready to build a career doing what you love, then we're ready to see you there.